News.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome to the program, everyone. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Hello, one and all. In studio here with Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean, hosting here, as I will be for the next hour or 2 hours or whatever it takes to bring you the best in money information. That's what we do every single day on this program, talking this hour about just a medley of different topics. But the main one we're going to get started on has to do with gifting. Gifting. People thinking about taxes right about now. And we get questions, Professor Plum, from people who are asking about gifts and the ability to potentially lower their taxable income with gifts.
Yes, I've heard that issue.
Yeah, we've had people ask us about that, and there's nothing wrong with asking about it, but the reason they're asking is because I think there's, once again, some confusion. You hear a term called gift tax. What does it mean? We've talked about this before. What does it mean? Who pays gift taxes? Does anybody pay gift taxes? What's a taxable gift? What's a non-taxable gift? Does anybody need to pay the taxes? When? And we'll get into this unified credit thing and life insurance strategies. It's all fairly coolly related. Coolly related. I mean, it's very cool.
And with tax reform on the horizon?
Who knows, man? Yeah, we could talk about that as well. Anyway, if you want to join in on the discussion, and if you want to put in your question, it does not have to be on taxes or gifting or anything, you call us right now. Line's open for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails, yeah, send those to our website, wealthed.com, at the link that says Find Your Answer, and you can talk to Professor Plum off the air as well. We'd like to make it, we make him available 24 hours a day, except for when he's not. Which is on this program. Call him at 3 in the morning. You may not answer, but you can call him at 3 in the morning, 800-644-1150. Talk about your financial strategy. Do you have a strategy? Do you need a strategy? I would say you do. It's true of most people. And we talked yesterday, and we'll talk again probably next week about the importance of having short-term money set aside to take care of short-term needs. And if you haven't thought about that, or if you haven't been on board and understood necessarily the importance of what we were talking about the other day, give them a call. Talk to any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. They'll help you out. I found some interesting stats. I'll try to bring some of those up a little bit later on next hour. Anyway, 800-644-1150, the number. Off the air at Lucia Capital Group. We thank them, as always, for sponsoring this portion of the program. And again, 877-PLANNER, our number. On the air, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. So as to that question that we get all the time, Professor Plum, which is about gifting. I give a gift. Mm-hmm. I hear this mysterious $14,000 number out there somewhere. I give a gift. Is there any way that I can deduct that? The most simple answer is?
No.
No, you cannot do that. You can't.
But it's a tax thing. Why can't I do it on, where do I, if it's a taxable thing, shouldn't it be on the tax return?
Well, exactly. So that's why we're going to get into this for just a little bit here and talk about gifts and how you might be able to use them. Can you use them to your advantage? Certainly somebody who's receiving a gift, that's a nice advantage to them. So first of all, a gift, Professor Plum, is simply that. It is something that you hand to somebody else and
very
expect
nice.
Nothing in return.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
You expect nothing in return. You're doing it out of the goodness of your heart. You're making a gift. Now, the question is, is there anything I can do from a tax situation with that particular gift? A lot of people, especially now when they're doing their taxes, they're thinking, well, if I make a gift, maybe I can reduce my taxes today. And they want to make a gift to a needy family or a friend or a relative or a child or whatever. Well, first off, for a gift to be a deductible item, it had to have been given during the tax year. The tax return we're doing right now is for last tax year.
Too late.
So even if you made a gift today to a bona fide area that can give you a deduction, it's not a deduction for today's tax return, the one we're filling out for last year.
Right.
It'll be deductible on next tax return, the one we fill out for this year.
Correct.
And for it to be a deductible issue, it's got to go to a charity, a bona fide charity.
What that?
Not just a charity case, a charity.
501c3, whatever they call it.
Right.
I don't know. It has to be a registered charity.
Right, and there are public charities and private charities, foundations and things. And so it has to be a legitimate, recognized by the IRS.
Yes.
Charity. And if you make a gift to a charity, that potentially is a deductible expense. It is an itemized deduction, so for it to be deductible, you have to first itemize or at least have enough money to get close to the itemizations. Otherwise, if I make a $1,000 gift to the Boys and Girls Club and I don't own a house, I don't have any itemized deductions, I'm not going to be able to deduct that gift because my standard deduction is still more than my itemized deductions.
Yeah.
But if I own a house, I've got enough deductions and I itemize additional gifting to education institution, hospital, whatever it is, I can show that on my tax return. Now, you can't just say you made a gift. We used to get away with some of these things where, people would pad their gifts and, you got to get a receipt for it.
Yeah, when we say gifts in this case, we're really talking about donations.
Donations of cash or goods.
Exactly. A donation is really, I think, more along the lines of what charities get.
I had a question about this the other day. I said somebody was saying, I donate a lot of my time to the charity, and because I'm donating my time, I'm not earning any money. And so can I deduct the lost wages that I am not making by working at a charitable organization for free?
We had a fella, this came up a couple of years ago, and as I recall, he was a...
I got the question last week.
Oh, you did? Well, we get it a lot, but the one that I think of is the one where a fella who's in business as a carpet cleaner, and he went in and he cleaned, a church or something.
School or whatever.
Some valid, charity, and did it for free. And said, well, ordinarily, I would have, for something like this, I would have charged X number of dollars,
like $400.
I don't know, whatever it was. I have no idea. So can I deduct that? And the answer, of course, is no.
No. You could deduct the costs that you actually incurred if you paid other people, to help you, the supplies and the expense of the equipment or whatever the case may be, the physical, mm-hmm. actual out-of-pocket expenses. But you can't deduct the time, the money that you did not make, because you did not make it, therefore it was not taxable, and if it wasn't taxable, I can't deduct what wasn't taxable in the first place.
Right. See, people tend to look at it and say, well, that's not really fair. I mean, I did give of my time. Well, here's the thing.
You gave it out of your heart.
That's it. You can't deduct what's not there.
I think I should be paid $500,000 a year for this radio show. I'm not getting paid $500,000 a year, so therefore I should be able to take a deduction for the amount of money that I'm not making.
Or I should have won the $1 million lottery, and I didn't. I should have. Anyway, the point is this. Here's the deal. You weren't paid for your work. Therefore, there is nothing to claim. So if you would have been paid $5,000 for your work to do that, and you weren't paid it, and that's $5,000 less that you have to claim.
Now, if you were paid the $5,000, and you showed that on your tax return as earnings, and then you gave them a check for $5,000.
Well, now
that is deductible.
Now it is,
because it was taxable on the front end. It's deductible. I mean, that's kind of a rule of thumb, but it's not exact.
But it is a question that we get all the time.
It is a question, and so how do we go about making sure that we get to deduct the reasonable? When you're making gifts to charities, you want to get a receipt. If you're making donations, go to church every Sunday or something, and you drop $20 in the basket. It's very difficult to track cash donations like that, especially if they're more than $250 cumulatively. Anything over $250, you have to have a receipt for. So that $20 a week starts adding up, or $100 a week, whatever the number is. They're going to want to see receipts for that. So it's better to... That's why a lot of charities, for a couple of reasons, have gone to, basically online Where you just set it up automatic.
I'm told churches are doing that a lot now.
Churches are doing it a lot.
Dropping a 20 spot in the basket.
You just set it up on automatic.
Whatever it is.
Which helps the church keep track of the money to give you the donation receipt, but it also helps the church because they get the money whether you're there or not.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, we can automatically deduct it if you want. That's kind of what they like. You know, I mean, obviously you can't get receipts for money you're throwing in the, you know, collection plate.
Yeah, when you're walking down the
But what I think is reasonable, if you write checks, certainly you have a receipt for those because they send it to you. And if you say, well, you know, some of it I gave cash, but every check was the same, you know, I think the IRS would be
right.
reasonable.
They're somewhat reasonable about that. But
right.
you do need to make it. But just giving money to family, that is not your family may be a charitable cause, but they're not a bona fide charity. It's not
no,
a deductible
not.
Expense. And the gift doesn't get deducted. If I'm making a gift to the kids, making a gift to my relatives, a friend, the gift does not get deducted on your return, and it's not taxable to the person that receives it.
No. Now, you get up over, I mentioned at the top,
from
this
income taxes.
This right. This $14,000 number, we're going to take a break.
Which has nothing to do with income taxes in any way, shape, or form.
No, it does not. But this is, again, where some of the confusion jumps in because people have heard. Some people don't even know what it is. $14,000, what are you talking about? Well, we'll explain this when we come back. But it can get a little muddy because the rules are specific, but they can be difficult to understand or to discern.
Comprehend.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll try to explain this as best we can. All right, talking taxes, but we can talk anything that's on your mind. If you want to give us a call, we've got lines open for you. Brain Trust standing by from Lucia Capital Group. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number. We plan for you. This is what we do right here on the radio, 877-PLANNER. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all Avella wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America, red, white, and you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Market Strategy Investing, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We are taking your phone calls here on the show, as we do every day, here till the top of the hour. Plenty of stuff to talk about. We were mentioning this gifting stuff, and I want to take some phone calls. As I said, I don't like to leave people on hold too long. However, we will be getting to the rest of this gifting discussion, as we tend to do. Right after the bottom of the hour, we will talk about how this whole $14,000 number plays a role in your gifting, and how it has nothing whatsoever to do with your current income taxes. However, if you're a nice person and, you know, you gave your kid a $50,000 automobile.
Wow.
You may or may not have to fill out a form. That's all. All right, we'll leave
you're
it
making
there.
Those kind of gifts, you may want to consider it.
Well, you may, yeah. All right, 877-PLANNER, let's get back to the phone lines. Let's move next then to Leonard in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Leonard.
Hello. I have a tax question regarding, it seems like I heard somewhere that in regard to, say, a family business partnership or maybe subchapter S, that the amount of loss that can be written against possible other ordinary income has a correlation with the amount of the ordinary income that the couple may have. Is there any correlation, or can you shed any light on that?
Well, if you have a large business loss in 1 year, you're allowed to take the business loss on your 1040, and if it's more than your other incomes, you can actually carry it forward and carry it back a couple and carry it forward for many years. I'm not sure. With passive income, like a income from real estate and things of that nature, which is not an active...
Like a family farm.
Family farm, I mean, if you're actually farming it, you're the ones doing the work and everything. I don't know of any limitations, but if you own the property and you're, you know, leasing the property out to somebody who's doing the actual farming, you and your family is not... You own it, but you're not the farmers. You're basically either sharing it or, you know, leasing it out to somebody else doing the work. Then there are limits on that.
But is there a limitation as to the how many years you can have a loss on a family business?
Farms are different than regular businesses. At some point, they need to, you know, a regular business needs, you need to be in business for the
Correct.
Purpose of making money. And so after a couple of years of losses, the IRS is going to come in and say, are you really doing this to make a profit? And so if you can show, look, I'm doing everything I can to make a profit, but it's just not working, but I do believe it's right around the corner, there's no definite, it's not like 3 out of 5, that's the rule of thumb that they look at, you know. But if you have no chance of making a profit and you're doing it more as a hobby or something of that nature, and it's difficult to show that you're making a profit, now that's an irregular business. Farming is a different game because you've got some other things going on. So you have a longer time horizon that you can show a loss
right.
to be able to
yeah.
get it up and running and show what's going on. I mean, sometimes it's several years, especially
right.
if it's an orchard or something of that nature. You're doing all this work
right.
up front, and the crop isn't even available for 5, 6, 7 years.
Exactly. Okay.
So farms are a different animal.
Okay.
So to speak.
So there's no correlation to the ordinary income. it has nothing to do with it then, right?
It shouldn't. I mean, so the farm is okay. The farm is the farm. So you file Schedule F, and it can show losses as long as you are you have the intent, you're running it as you know in a manner that is looking that you're trying to make a profit, and it doesn't just look like a hobby that you're trying to write off something.
But that, so the loss will deduct from your ordinary income.
Can yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Leonard.
And if you're showing that many losses, you better have some other income from some other source.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you have to be, no one's going to accept 10 years of straight losses.
You can't afford to. I know years back, a guy that I knew loved riding motorcycles, and he started racing, and so he wanted to start riding it off as a business, and so his hobby
of riding motorcycles
And racing motorcycles. But there was never, I don't know if he ever got audited. I lost track with the guy, but if he was ever audited, there was never any chance he was going to make enough money to make this a viable business. He wasn't that good. He was a good rider, but he wasn't good enough to make enough money to make it. So this was purely, trying to find a way to write off his own hobby. And whether he got caught or not, I don't know. I mean, and just because he didn't get caught doesn't make it legal.
Well, yeah. We've had, again, just going back, I know I've had people ask about a lot of times they're artists and people who do whatever, some kind of woodwork or sculpting or painting or something like that. And those can get expensive. And I knew one fellow who used to make chess pieces, I guess, out of wood or something like that.
Nice.
He spent an awful lot of money on equipment. And yeah, I mean, and it was running up, and he was saying, man, you know what? This is really kind of my business. And I said, okay, well, how much do you sell? I don't sell any of it. I'm just, I give it away. Or occasionally someone will buy something.
Well, that's not a business.
Someone will buy something that I do. But yeah, and I said, well, but. Because I'm spending, thousands of dollars.
But it was his hobby.
It was his hobby.
And there are some very specific rules in this area. I'm not an expert. This is where accountants that work in this area, they're worth every penny. And you really, and farms are different than other businesses. Farms have a lot more leeway in the negative numbers that they can show for longer periods of time. So talk to somebody. If you're in the farming industry or you're looking to create a farm, most likely you're in an area that has other farms around you.
And they're probably doing about the same.
Well, so that means there's probably somebody out there that's doing the accounting for these people that knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Find them.
To have them look at it. Now, I suppose there's nothing wrong with being a bad business person and losing money for 6-7 years. And if it's you're legitimately out there working and you're trying to do it, but you can't make a profit. I mean, ultimately, I think you're going to bring yourself.
Ultimately,
down.
You're going to go out of business.
Right, exactly. And so I think what they understand is that the first couple of years, if you're starting a business, you're probably going to show some losses. But after, 3 years, something like that, if you're continuing to show the same losses every single year, they're not going to allow that.
Now, in the early years, in the startups are a different game. You may or may not be able to use the loss against other incomes because you haven't shown any sales, you haven't shown any profits, you haven't even shown that you can make any money at it. So you may be able to write off what the expenses are.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you won't be able to go negative.
No, you can't do that. But you can carry it to other years, right?
Potentially, yes. Yeah. That's where this is a whole different accounting world. And you really need to get with an accountant. And it's not me because I am by no means, I don't know this area very well. Just talk with somebody who does know it very well so that you get the best benefit you can get out of it.
Absolutely. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Just got a minute left. We will get back to this gifting topic. If you're on hold, we will also take your phone calls. Hang on here during the break. I want to remind you, too, that we're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona this Saturday. A couple of days left, and I'll remind you again toward the top of the hour, Professor Plum talking about all manner of planning and strategy, retirement planning, retirement income challenges. You can join the professor this Saturday in Phoenix, Arizona at the Marriott Desert Ridge. 9 o'clock in the morning. I had a couple of questions on what time it is. Yes, 9 o'clock in the morning at the Marriott there, Desert Ridge. Sign up is free. You go to wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. You'll see a link there. I think it says live events, something like that. It's easy to find. And it's easy to sign up. Tell us who's going, how many are going, and maybe a little contact information in case anything changes and we need to get in touch with you. That's it. Show up that day and learn all about retirement income challenges and the potential ways to solve those challenges. Once again, wealthed.com. Houston, Texas after that. That's April 8th and then April 29th, Santa Clara, California. Check wealthed.com. Coming back with more, 877-PLANNER. Lines open for you. We'll take your calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 33.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Dollars?
Dollars.
Dollars? Dollars, taxes. just kidding. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Gets some room on the phones for you. We will take calls here till the top of the hour. We will get more into this gifting thing. I do promise that. But we do take calls first, and that's why we're here, to help you out. 877-PLANNER. Let's move next to Sam in Seattle, Washington. Hi, Sam.
Hi, thank you very much. Hey, I called the other day and I asked if I could use my stock option, since I'm not working anymore, to buy
a Roth.
And I forgot to say that it's a non-qualified plan.
Does that
matter?
No, I mean, because it's still deferred income. You haven't worked. When was your last day at work?
January 8th.
Of this year?
Yes.
Okay, well then you should be able to. It's not that deferred then. It's kind of in the same year. So most likely there's nothing on the W-2 that says anything about it being a deferred income. You also had earnings for at least the first week of the year that you could use anyway.
Not enough, but
as long as there's no codes on it, on the W-2, that says this is some type of deferred income, it should work okay.
Okay, thank you so very much. Thank you.
All right, you can bet. Thank you, Sam. Let's explain.
Well, he called earlier in the week or last week. I can't remember what day it was, but he has some stock options that he's been exercising, and he said he had retired. And so, when you've retired, you may have a couple of years still left to exercise some stock options. Those stock options, especially non-qualified stock options, show up as ordinary income. It shows up as like a bonus. It shows up as wages on your W-2. But in many cases, when somebody is retired, they retired a year or two ago. And now they're just now exercising their options. It shows up as W-2, but they haven't worked for a long time. And so it's what's considered to be deferred income, not eligible for wages to support a Roth IRA contribution or a traditional IRA contribution. In his case, he worked this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as there's nothing that shows that this money is not eligible, it'll show up on a W-2, and it should be allowed to be supportive of, because it's going to show up as income, subject to FICA taxes and all that kind of good stuff.
Are they specific about what they consider not to be, you know, something from too long ago? I mean,
I've never seen an actual date.
No.
But they just say deferred. If the income was deferred from if it's deferred from a previous year. Now, if I retired on December 31st and I received a bonus on, you know, January 15th or January 20th. That's not deferred, really. It's, you know, that's basically the next pay period.
Right.
Yeah. But if I retired on December 31st and then 12 months later, you know, 11 months later.
Or whatever it is.
It depends on what I'm getting the payout for. You know, if it was for services rendered, but it has to do with when the services. I don't know. I don't have a definite answer on that.
Yeah, we had a question on deferred comp plans who said, well, no, wait a minute. You know, I'm getting money from this deferred compensation plan. It's deferred compensation.
By definition, it's deferred comp.
So why would I not be able to put this into, you know, say a Roth?
Because technically it was earned in previous years. Now, most deferred comp plans, you pay the FICA in the years that you defer the income. So while you're working, you may be deferring $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 of your income into these non-qualified deferred comp plans. But it doesn't reduce my FICA or Medicare wages.
So you're still paying the 7.65%.
Or hopefully for somebody that's deferring that much money. Generally, these plans are only available for higher wage individuals. They're only paying the 1.45 Medicare. And when the money comes out, it's taxable as ordinary income, but it's not subject to FICA Medicare at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's also, if you're under age 66, it doesn't show up and reduce your Social Security either.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But you can't use that as...
But
because,
it's not
because
available
it was
to
earned.
Support.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I know some people who do, you know, say, don't pay me this month, pay me in January, because I want to, you know, I don't want to count my income on this year's tax return. It's going to do, for whatever reason, I don't want to count it. And I know some companies that have done that. Even though they earned it in December, they got it in January. For income tax purposes,
that's not a big deal.
Yeah, you really, I mean, you're going to pay it the following year anyway.
Yeah, but deferred income from previous years, yeah. especially if it's been, you know, more than one or two pay cycles out, is exactly. not supposed to be used as money for what's going on. Let's see if they.
We're looking something up here, by the way.
I'm looking for deferred, if there's any. Yeah, it says deferred compensation received is not eligible in compensation payments postponed from a previous year. So postponed is the key word.
Well, so even if it was just a couple months ago from a previous year, it doesn't work for that.
It's got to be within a pay cycle or two.
Okay, all right. Yeah, see, again, there's not a...
But if there's nothing on the W-2 that says that it's deferred, how is the IRS ever going to know?
Well, that I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's an accountant that will tell me.
The reason for my question. Okay, yeah. All right, 877-PLANNER, some lines open for you. Want to cover this so we don't forget the gifting deal. Now, last half hour, we're talking about gifting and giving away gifts. Gifts are gifts. They do not reduce your taxable income. Nor do they raise someone else's taxable income. Charitable donations, we will make that distinction, can potentially reduce your income as long as it's a bona fide charity, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So we hear about this thing called gift taxes.
And gift taxes is a completely different tax system from income taxes. So you can be subject to income taxes and not gift taxes. You can be subject to gift taxes but not income taxes, and in some cases it's both.
So let's talk about this mysterious $14,000 number that people have heard about, many. And if you haven't heard about it, let's explain what this is.
In the gift tax system, there are what are considered to be non-taxable gifts, gifts that don't show up anywhere for gift tax purposes, and there are taxable gifts. Non-taxable gifts are, you can give away up to $14,000. That number will change from time to time based on inflation aspects. You can give away up to $14,000 in any given year to any given recipient other than a U.S. citizen spouse and have absolutely no gift tax implication whatsoever. It's a non-taxable gift. It's basically a non-event, mm-hmm. at least from the gift tax system. But once you go past that $14,000 per recipient, per donor, then it's technically a taxable gift. However, until such time as our taxable gifts cumulatively exceed, in today's world, more than almost $5.5 million.
Per person.
Per person. We don't actually have to write a check. There is a credit that is given to us. The government pays the tax. First off, they impose the tax, and then they say, we're going to impose a tax of X, but we're going to pay the tax up to a certain amount of money. So there's a credit on taxable gifts as long as those cumulative taxable gifts do not exceed $5,450,000 this year. If I were to be well off enough to give more than that during my lifetime during this year, up to this year, then it becomes a physical check writing problem where I have to actually, I as the donor, the person giving the money away to a non-charitable organization, I have to actually write a check, but not until I exceed almost $5.5 million of gifts during my lifetime. Now, this $5.5 million number, it's just shy of that, but we'll go with $5.5 million, is the same number that I can give when I die. So if I'm using it up, my credit against transfers of my assets to somebody else, if I'm using up that that credit during my lifetime, I won't have it at my death.
Right. You cannot. If let's say
I don't get $5.5 million of gifts and $5.5 million of estate value to give away.
Right. Let's say you have $11 million.
Single individual.
As a single individual, and you decide, okay, I'm going to give away half of that. I'm going to give away $5.5 million. I've never given away a gift before. I'm going to give it away. I'm going to, you know, be dead soon. I'm going to give it away. And then you die and you still have $5.5 million left. It's not like that $5.5 million will be exempted from estate taxes.
No, what they do is they look at, they add up your estate when you die. They say, okay, unfortunately, John Dean died with $5,450,000 in his taxable estate.
Yes.
Not, you know, so whether it's life insurance, assets, real estate, whatever, he's worth that much money. And, oh, by the way, he's, through his lifetime, given away $5 million of taxable gifts.
And they know this because
you filed a return.
I dutifully filled out Form 709.
What they're looking at is they take that $5 million that you gave away previously that were technically taxable gifts, but you used your credit to offset, and they bring it back and they say your estate is now $10,450,000. So we're going to tax it at $10,450,000. So they bring the previous taxable gifts back in and add it to. Now, if whoever received that $5 million from you over the years turned it into $50 million, that doesn't matter. Only the gift is brought back into your estate.
And once the gift is brought back in, then you can say, well, what will be taxed is the excess of $5.5 million.
Well, there's a running number, yeah. And they calculate the tax, they apply the credit, and say you owe the excess.
Exactly, and estate tax rates get pretty high pretty quick.
Well, they max out at 40%, and if you're at the $5.5 million number, actually have to pay a tax,
yeah.
It's 40%.
Most of it, right?
Everything above that's going to be 40%.
Yeah.
Now, today.
Today.
We'll see. It used to be higher.
It used to be a lot higher, was it not?
55%.
Yeah, 55. I remember.
And little bit of period for there was a small 60% there for a while to get rid of the earlier phase outs.
Oh, there you go. All right, 877-PLANNER. We'll take more of your phone calls when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide pre-finished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of pre-finished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all Avella wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
All right, a little ELO for you going in here to the top of the hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Phone lines open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. All right, so we've established that when you give a gift away, okay, the $14,000 number. If you give away...
More than that.
More than that to any single individual...
In any given tax year.
In any given tax year, you are supposed to let the feds know that you did it.
Yeah, because you're eating into that credit that you
five
have
point current,
for your lifetime.
$5.45 million credit. You're reducing that somewhat. So for those that need the visual, I think this helps. Everybody in the country could stand in line. You're standing downtown New York somewhere, and you're handing out $14,000 bundles.
Yes.
Every single person in the country could stand in line and receive that.
From
you, $14,000, because you're a multi-trillionaire, and you're giving away $14,000 per person. And as long as... Nobody gets in line twice in that calendar year.
Right.
You will have no... You could give away your entire fortune.
There is no taxable event from an income tax or a gift tax happening at that point.
It does not. Right. So if you happen to have $100 million and you don't want to pay any estate taxes and you don't feel like giving your you could technically give it all to a charity, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. And that's what a lot of people are doing. And in fact, that's what I think Gates and Buffett, they're trying to get all those uber wealthy people to do, is basically give away the bulk of their net worth at their passing.
Yeah. Well, you could do that. But if you decided not to do that, you could just hand random people $14,000 a year, hand it to everybody in America until you ran out of money. And then if, you know, even if there was some left, your estate taxes would be reduced greatly. That's where that happens. Now,
$100 million doesn't go as far as I expected.
Did you do the math? What is it?
It's only 7,143 people.
So if
in
you
line.
Gave away $14,000, $14,000, you'd give that to only 7,100 people before you're out of money at $100 million? Dollars?
Yeah, before you're out of money, yeah.
Is that right? That can't be right.
Well, 100,000,000.
Yeah, that's
100
million.
Thousands, 100,
yeah,
you know,
right.
And 14,000.
Right.
Divided, 7,143 basically.
7,143 people could get...
Yeah, that line can't be any longer. And then you're out of money. I know, it sounded a lot bigger.
It really did.
$100 million just doesn't go as far as it used to.
Boy, isn't that the truth, you know? You can't buy more than 7,142 friends.
For that year?
For that year. And even at $14,000, I mean, you can give me $14,000. I'm not going to be your friend necessarily for that. I'll be nice to you.
I'll remember your name.
I will. I'll send you a thank you card.
You're better than I am. Especially if I know there's 7,000 people in line and you're not giving it to me next year.
If there's 7,000 people in line, no, that's not going to happen. Sorry. I will take it and run. In fact, I might put a fake beard on and try to get in line twice. I'm kidding. Okay, so the point is this. You can give away $14,000. Beyond that, you're supposed to fill out a form, tell the federal government that you gave more
than
that.
And the person that is making the gift, the donor, not the person receiving it, but if I were to make too large of a gift and I get into the taxable world, I've given away my $5.5 million and now I make an actual taxable gift, the liability is mine.
As the giver, not the recipient.
The recipient is not responsible for the tax, except in the fact that if I were to give away every penny and have nothing left to pay the taxes with, then the IRS will go after the person receiving the money.
And you have to do it while you're alive. It's not like your state settles it, right?
No, your state has got another issue.
We've seen, I brought this up before, athletes who, you know, get a $20 million signing bonus. And they're, you know, they're single, whatever, and they decide, okay, they're going to, you know, start giving money to some of their close friends.
They buy a house for mom and dad.
Right. Now, the house for mom and dad, that starts to eat into their credit. Next thing you know, they've given away more than $5.5 million, call it. Well, now, they want to give away another $5.5 million because they're nice guys and they don't understand how this works. So they you know, go, five of their friends are going to give them each $1 million. Well, as it turns out, they've already used up their $5.5 million credit. So if they want to give away $5 million...
they're going to be writing a check to the IRS for $2 million.
Right. So they can give the five to the friends, but $2 million...
So it costs them $7 million to give them five.
Exactly.
Now, the one of the more famous cases was, well, many years ago, before the estate tax limit was as high as it is. Howell? Was the Anna Nicole Smith's?
Thurston Howell?
Not Thurston Howell III, but I can't remember what the gentleman's
the
last
old
name.
Guy. The 90-year-old guy, yeah,
I don't know
sure.
if it was that. But he gave her a ring
that
was worth well in excess of the limit at that time. And they weren't married. I mean, obviously, that was an engagement ring.
Yes.
And technically, you know, he had to make a loan. He did not give it to her until they were married. He only loaned it to her until they were married, because if he had actually given her the ring,
it would have been
a gift tax.
I think back then it was like $1 million.
Yeah.
I
don't remember what year it was. It could have been as low as $600,000.
Now, you can, it was early 2000s, I think. I could be wrong. But you can give virtually an unlimited amount away to your spouse.
If your spouse is a U.S. citizen, yes.
You mean you can't, you know, do the mail order spouse from, you know, somewhere on the other side of the
world? Well,
the
idea, you know, I mean, if you have a spouse that's not a U.S. citizen, then the idea is that if you were to be able to give an unlimited amount to that spouse, especially at your passing, that spouse could then go back to their home country, and they would never, the IRS would never get any estate taxes out of it. So we're talking about larger estates. $100 million, I give I can give $5 million to my kids, $5.5 million, but I give the other $94,500,000 to my spouse,
and they bring
who
it.
Then goes back to whatever country it is that they were from, and when they die, the IRS gets no tax revenue.
What are they going to do, bring cash, bring $100 bills, and, you know.
So what happens in that case is if I were to leave my non-citizen spouse $94 million after I gave $5.5 million to my kids, that's a taxable event. I mean, my estate would have to pay that 40% tax on that $94 million.
So you lose almost, you know.
There are ways around it by creating a specific type of trust that has a U.S. corporate fiduciary in the middle, so that the money can't just evaporate and go to a different country. So there are ways around it, but yeah, I mean, non-citizen spouses do not have the unlimited marital deduction, does not have the unlimited gift availability.
Huh.
They have an enhanced gift. They don't have the $14,000 number. I think their number is $140,000 a year. But, I mean, when you're rich and you have non-U.S. citizen spouses, you have additional estate planning issues.
But they got married for love, not for money. Come on.
Of course.
Okay, we got to take a break for the top of the hour. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air or any Lucia Capital Group advisor, they're standing by ready to talk to you about bucket strategies, about your retirement, about your portfolio. 800-644-1150. The off-air number, 800-644-1150. Another hour coming up. Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.